This is Action With Podcast, presented by A-Star Financial Solutions UK, supported by New Lakshmi Jewelers and Tap Tap Send, also supported by Nepali Music Festival 2022 and Nepal Authentic Dining. Welcome to another episode of Action With Podcast. Today I have with me Rudan. Welcome to the podcast, Rudan.
Thanks for having me.
I know you've had like a slightly hectic day. What have you been up to already?
Well, I woke up, ran 5K. And then played football, and then drove here.
And I believe this is like what a typical day looks like for you.
I guess so, yeah. Running around, playing football, recovering from the previous night.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, you sound good. You look good for someone who's been out till late.
Thank you.
And if you have not sussed it out already, for those of our viewers or listeners listening in and not watching, then Rudan actually is the person behind Rondebolts, which you can see on his t-shirt and on the cap as well. Well done for this branding and this merch, by the way. I really like this tee.
Thanks. I wasn't planning to come all branded out, but...
Are you sure?
I found whatever I had in the car, or else I was going to iron a nice fresh t-shirt.
Wait, was this what you ran in?
No. Okay. Like I've got like a shop in the back of my car. I just took from my car.
Do you have your own little chip and pin reader too?
No. Not that far.
All right. Next steps. Yeah. So in terms of Rondebolts, you know, the name Rondebolts, like how did that start? So, actually, who came up with the name?
Me. Oh. So the way it came about was, like, after I'd done some projects and things like that, and I wanted to create a name, I started sort of writing down like what I thought was cool names and stuff like that, but nothing really clicked. So there was one time when I was just running locally, and then it literally just hit me. The name just came into my head, and I was like, "That's the one." And I went home and I got the logo done, and I knew that was the one. But the name itself is basically like a play on Thunderbolt, Rondebolt. Some people are like, "Oh, Rudan Bolt."
Yeah, I think if you are familiar with, you know, Thunderbolt, which was a cartoon, right?
I don't know that.
Did you not know?
I know Thunderbirds.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's Thunderbirds then. Okay, yeah. I'm getting two different things mixed up, but yeah. Okay, that totally makes sense. So when did you start Rondebolt?
It was about 5 years ago now.
5 years ago.
Yeah.
And a lot has happened in that 5 years. A lot of running, a lot of, you know, doing different things. And one of the best things about Rondebolt is it's not just yourself. There's a lot of people
loads involved. Of us. Hundreds of us now. In all different areas as well. So Kent, London, Reading, Hampshire, Surrey, all over the place.
And when you started, was it in your mind that, you know, you wanted a group of people to start running with you? Like, what was in your kind of mind back then when you started 5 years ago?
I mean, it started from sort of different angles. So there's the sort of running crew angle where I took like local kids for a run every week. So 10K weekly run. A lot of them were doing the GCSEs, A-levels, and it was just good to get them out. And also... Another way it kicked off was my random idea to run 10K in 10 countries in 10 days.
Mm-hmm. I remember that, yeah.
So when we did that, so we got a team of 9 of us, and then, yeah, we started in Belgium, Brussels, and then we went around all the different countries, like we went to Switzerland, Paris, Zagreb, Amsterdam, and landed back in London. After that and seeing how that impacted everyone, I thought, yeah, I need to turn this into something. Yeah.
I can't believe how early on the 10K in 10 countries was in this kind of journey of Rondebolt, because I think I saw it too on social media. There were, you know, a few, I think, mutual friends who were running, and it looked really fun. But it also looked quite challenging as well. And, you know, people were quite honest with, I guess, the different things, the highlights or the lowlights of running in different spaces, different countries, and kind of navigating that as a team, but also equally how they felt personally as well. And I was just like, oh my God, this is such a good collective. I can't believe, you know, a lot of the times, you know, we like to go somewhere to have a laugh, to enjoy ourselves and so on. But people coming together to actually run, it's just like, that's wild. Even though
we
it's
had
such
a
a
good
simple
time.
idea, but it's like incredible.
I think we were partying a lot more than we were running. On
Was
social
that was
media,
that the draw?
yeah, it probably looked like, you know, we're doing such a good thing, loads of fit people running every day, but you know, it was a 10K and it was running for an hour a day. So I think the impressive part was just making sure we actually got the right trains, and just made it in time
to the
to the
next
next
country.
country. But yeah, we had fun and we raised a lot of money as well.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
And who was what were you raising money for at
so
that time?
It was just after the earthquake, so half of it was for that, and then the other half was Tibetan refugees. So yeah, we've done loads of different charitable projects over the years. So yeah, that was like the main big one that kicked it off.
So it sounded like there was a lot of fun between the team. Were there 10 people as well, or how many runners were there?
There were 9 of us that went, and I think like half of us were meant to run, and even some people that said they were not going to run, they ended up doing like 60K. So
it's crazy.
You just get into it because, you know, you're there and you might as well join in, and then you're like, oh, that's all right, let me do it again next day.
Yeah. And now, like, you know, from the beginning to where you are now, if you were to look back, and I'm not too sure how, if you look back or not, because you just mentioned that, you know, everything's like, you know, happening, right? And I feel like you do end up doing quite a lot of things as well. But, you know, how would you summarize, you know, the journey of Rondebult?
It's been fun. I feel like we haven't actually started yet. There's so much more we need to do. I'm excited for the future. I don't really look too much far back, but we've done a lot. We've got hundreds of people to run, different areas. We've done some cool projects. We've collaborated with a lot of people. Yeah, we've got people to run who you wouldn't normally expect to run. So I'm sure you've probably seen people who have run with us.
Give me some examples.
Oh, there's so many examples. Like I'll just meet someone out when I'm out, and then they're like, oh, I could never run. And in my mind, I'm already thinking they will be running soon, but not by me forcing them. Just like someone will, like their sister will run or their cousin will run with us, and they were like, oh, come along. And eventually they'll come along. So I never try to sort of push it. I just like, yeah, come have a drink with us, chill.
Yeah.
And then one day you'll get into it.
The soft approach.
Yeah.
So show them a good time, and then
they'll
say yes to the next thing that you are doing because they don't want to miss out, which I think is a great way to, I mean, it's a great thing that we see with Rondebult. You know, after every run, there's such a great kind of social get together going on. And a lot of the times, even like during the run as well, there's lots of, you know, the treasure hunt. Is that what you call it? The treasure hunt?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that makes running seem so much more fun than what running can be for a lot of people, where you're just running by yourself.
Yeah.
What's your kind of earliest memory when you ran? And like, I mean, we all run, so that's a funny question. But like, you know, in terms of like, were you one of those young people who ran like 5Ks, 10Ks, even during like school time or secondary school?
Not really. I wasn't really a big runner when I was younger. I mean, I played football, so I just ran to sort of...
After a ball?
Yeah, after a ball. And obviously just to get fit so I could survive a football match. But then I'd say when I started getting into running, it was around the earthquake time. Like when I did that, when we did that 100K project, and also we did a half marathon before that, where we ran from Westfield, East London to Westfield, West London. So from that, I was doing like a little 10K here, half marathon here. And then, but I've never been like a serious runner. Like I'm not fast at all, but I just like to, you know, run with people, have fun. And yeah, it's a positive thing, and it helps your mind sort of like teach you to keep going. in like tough situations.
Yeah. I mean, for a lot of people who run, I think what you just said and shared there is why they run.
Mm-hmm.
It does wonders for their well-being, for their mental health as well, and for them to kind of really zone out and just focus on one thing.
Yeah.
But equally, having said that, I think you run way more than an average person as well. So is it still something that you enjoy, or does it become like, oh, like I need to organize another run, I need to run as well, because you know it's such a big part of your or you know it shapes your identity too. That's how we know you.
I do enjoy it. Yeah, I enjoy the challenge of setting up a run, especially the treasure hunt runs.
Mm-hmm.
So with the treasure hunt runs, I mean, it's a 10K, it's not a really long distance, but the planning process, all the intricate clues, so we'll plan it in a lot of different areas. So I don't know the area, I'll go there and I'll look out for, like, I don't know, signs or monuments, or it could be anything to make a clue out of. And then I come back and then I'll be like Googling and just doing some sort of research to make it, I don't know, exciting, or and just link them together so that I know that they're going to go from here to there. And then, so they basically have to work
mm-hmm.
as a team. A lot of the time they get lost, but that's good because it breaks them up. So yeah, that's how that works. But you were going to ask, wait, what were you asking the question?
You know, does it sometimes feel like more of a pressure that you need to keep running, because you know that's how we know you by.
So like you know the long runs.
What will happen if Rudin doesn't run?
The long runs I do.
Mm-hmm.
So like the marathons and the trail runs, I enjoy that because you're alone, like with your thoughts, like especially the trail runs where you are alone. Yeah, because it trains your mind to push forward, because in some situations where you just want to give up,
mm-hmm.
like it's so easy to get to sort of, your mind just like plays with you, you know, but yeah.
Has there been a moment when you felt like, oh, like, you know, this, like, I'm so close to stopping, I'm so close to like giving up?
No, I mean, it gets hard, but I just tell myself I have to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I can run forever.
Wow, that's incredible.
But my knees are a bit dodgy, so.
Is that because of the running or because of other sports and stuff?
Running and football, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of football injuries before.
I see. Well, when you were describing the treasure hunt run, that yeah. sounded really fun. And I did mention that it does look very fun on social media when people are sharing and adding it. But it sounds like there's a bit of a, you know, legwork behind for you, especially trying to like create things out of it, mm-hmm. The checkpoints, etc., and so on. And it also gives me a bit of, it showcases that you are someone who's pretty good at kind of like, you know, setting things up together. So this kind of, you know, organizational quality, is that something that you've always had as well? Or did this kind of fall into place as you started thinking, okay, how do I make running much more social, much more fun and interactive for people?
Growing up, I used to organize a lot of events, especially for like black and ethnic minorities in my area. So we used to organize like football tournaments and even things like cooking workshops, dance mm-hmm. workshops, things like that, just to sort of integrate. So I had a good sort of experience of organizing events from then. So yeah, it sort of comes naturally now, but it is tough, but you just have to have that mentality that everything's going to go well, not perfectly, but it, like in my head, whoever is on my team, I tell them we're going to smash it. It's going to be perfect. And any issues, we're just going to overcome it. And I haven't had any major issues yet.
Yeah. Well, that's well done. Well done for all that you and team have achieved so far. You mentioned the word team as well. I see that in terms of, you know, Rundabolts and whenever, you know, you and friends are running, there's, you know, you always see some people who are more familiar, but you also see so many different people, and which you kind of mentioned as well. I've seen some of my friends run who I would have never thought they would be running, but now, you know, Now I see more of their kind of milestone moments, like, this is my first 10K, my half,
Yeah.
and it's like, oh shit, I've just signed up for a London Marathon as well, which is great to see. But when you kind of strip it all back, when you have to kind of start thinking about planning an event or planning like what the celebration event will look like and so on, who's actually in the team, or is it just yourself?
I mean, it's varied over the years. It's kind of like it depends on the project and who is available. We have like a main few who sort of, I would say, are the organizers at the moment who would help me. I won't name names,
Yeah, that's fine.
but yeah, there's a lot of people that want to help and do help and have helped over the years. So like I have someone that will find a venue for us for after. I'll have someone on the day to sort of look after the teams or just help me set up before. But in general, like we don't try to make it too sort of formalized because I think when there's too many people and it's over planned, it can go wrong. So I like to just get there and on the day, okay, you do this, sorted.
Love
It's more of a go with the flow approach.
it.
Obviously, you have to have the main things in
Yeah.
place, but the rest you need to leave to let flow and then everything will go well.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. I guess, like, and similar to that, I guess the people in the team are have similar energy as well that matches you as well, right? And I think that's how, when you're all synchronized, you end up delivering something that is good,
Yeah,
or something that people are happy with anyway.
I think yeah, there's definitely this energy that everyone has when they join us, and it builds over the years. Like that roundabout energy, it's like a specific energy that is just different. It's just vibes.
Vibes times 10, clearly.
Yeah.
So if someone wanted to run with Wonderbolt, like, how do they get about trying to be involved?
Just DM us, just like I want to run, and then just join us wherever you are living. Just go to your local Runabouts run, or come to one of our events that we do. Or if you wanna collab, just let us know, and we can make something happen. I mean, wherever you are or whatever you want to do, even if you're running on your own, like. We can link you up with someone who lives in your area because it doesn't always have to be like an official weekly run or something. We can just come out and we can just plan something together and go for a run. It's very like casual, you know?
Yeah.
It's, we don't like to make it so official, but obviously everyone is welcome and
Yeah. I think what I really liked about, when you said everyone can run and be part of the Rondebolt spirit or team, especially during the pandemic when we weren't able to go out to as far as, we would have liked. You guys did things where you guys connected runners within the same county or area, locality, and so they could run and with each other and form their own little teams and so on. I thought that was really brilliant, especially around that time when, keeping connected was such an important part, right? And equally, the other part of running is that even though you might run alone, but you might now be part of this community, whether it's on Instagram or WhatsApp, where you can kind of be connected and be like, actually we're going through the same thing. So yeah, I think those are one of the few, not few, it's one of the many valuable things of, behind, like, what you do with Wonderbolt.
Yeah, we did a lot during lockdown, I think. I mean, everyone was running. I mean, even when it was proper lockdown, you know, people were still, you know, doing their own runs and everything. And we did some funny stuff as well. We collabed with DJ Yaku and we hosted some live nights. So
Oh
we
yeah,
yeah.
on Instagram, right?
Yeah,
Yes.
so we got lots of performers to perform and then you know, like singers, rappers, all sorts. And then we themed the nights as well, made them some funny themes, and then the comments were just so funny. Yeah, so that was good to sort of keep people doing stuff, keep people interactive when everything was shut down, when the world was shut down.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was good.
Okay, so I have quite a few questions that I want to ask, but before I forget, you touched on, like, when you were younger, you did things in a team to create events for, like, black and ethnic minority people, etc., and so on. So I wanted to ask, like, recently, I believe that you have been quite successful at getting more people from black and ethnic minority backgrounds to run, whether it's for the Vitality, the Big Half, and so on. Can you kind of share a little more about how that came to be?
So we're basically trying to improve the sort of inclusion and diversity in running. So for example, the Big Half, the first time we did it, we had, I think, 40 runners, and then the next year we had 70, and then we were planning, oh, let's get 100 next time, but we ended up with 150 in the recent Big Half.
Wow, congratulations, that's huge.
So yeah, it was great. I mean, it was us, and then we also brought in some of the other sort of Nepalese running crews. Mm-hmm. So there's Nepal Run and Hammer Run Club.
Yeah, from Kent, yeah.
And obviously a lot of other people that wanted to join us as well. So I'm on the inclusion and advisory board for the London Marathon. So
whoop whoop.
So yeah, we work along.
That happen before the Big Half or after?
This has been going on for a few years. So it was just before we ran the Big Half for the first time.
Mm.
So it's us and other similar running crews in the running community. So people like Black Trail Runners, Emancipated Run Crew, loads more, just doing great things. And also our friends Vertex, who actually designed the medal for the Big Half. So the Big Half is organized by London Marathon Events.
Mm-hmm.
So they're working closely with a lot of organizations like us and sort of showcasing what we do. And yeah, basically we discuss ways in which we can sort of improve representation, increase diversity. And one of the ways is we've been giving the discounted entries.
Mm-hmm.
So that's clearly helped bring in 150 people in. But also just including us in campaigns, campaign videos. And also, I was the face of the London Marathon a few years ago. There was lots of sort of faces of people with the stories.
Yeah.
And, you know, just so many diverse people and stories. Yeah.
I feel like I saw you somewhere, like, in the recent 12 months as well, that you were a face of something.
That wasn't this marathon year. It was the previous year. Recently, what was I doing? I don't know.
There was something with BBC. Or the South Asian Network or something. I feel like there was a bit of a spotlight there where you were speaking to them.
I spoke on BBC years ago. I was on the National Running Show.
Okay.
Yeah. Spoke at the National Running Show.
That was a live event, right?
Yeah, that was in Farnborough.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like a panel discussion about diversity in running. I'm not sure which one you're talking about, but we've done
it. So you've been featured in a few things. Let's just close it off there.
Yeah.
And when it comes to, like, what are the challenges, or not challenges, why, like, are we running? Are people of, you know, our backgrounds running, or is that something that we still need to do more of? Like,
yeah, there's, I don't a even lot know
like,
more...
how to approach, how to broach this question.
There's a lot more to do, because you go to these running events, like mass participation running events, and still it's just, there's not enough diversity. You don't see people like us, so we're trying to change that. So now you know, there is improvements being made with like the work that we're doing. It's nice to see, like, for example, at the Big Half Vitality 10K events like this, and also like out on the trails, there's a lot of similar organizations doing some great stuff out on the trails, making that a space, you know, for, you know, ethnic minorities as well.
Welcome to A-Star, your complete financial solution. The A stands for first class service and the star relates to you, our most important clients. We are a team of whole market advisors with more than 10 years of excellent service. Serving nationwide, we specialized in home mortgages and remortgages, wills and estate planning, residential sales and lettings, property management, real estates, insurances and pensions. For both personal and business financial advices, please feel free to contact us for consultant. We look forward to working with you. A-Star Financial Solution, making your move memorable.
And huge shout out to our sponsors, A-Star Financial Solutions UK, New Luxmi Jewelers, Tap Tap Send, Nepal Authentic Dining, and Nepali Music Festival UK 2022. You've also taken running overseas, like outside the UK, as we mentioned earlier part of the show, like, you know, with the 10 countries and so on. Is there any plans now that, you know, people are kind of traveling out and about and so on, to take running outside of the UK, like a team of Runderbolts again?
We do have a lot of plans going on. I'm not going to disclose everything so far, but yeah, we've got plans abroad. I mean, I will personally want to do a lot of just small trips to just enter a run and just go run abroad instead of just always doing your local little runs. But as Runderbolts, yeah, we're planning some projects in a lot of different countries, continents, but I won't disclose it yet.
Sounds exciting.
Yes.
The other thing that I wanted to ask was, you mentioned about, I guess, like people of our background, people who look like us in running events and so on. What's your background? Are you able to kind of briefly share like what your heritage is?
So my mum is English. She's from Bolton.
Love it.
My dad's from Darjeeling. He's got a Tibetan background. And he was a Gurkha. He served in Hong Kong, and my mum was serving in the Navy in Hong Kong. So they met there, and then my mum got posted with the Navy to England. Then he left the army to come here to marry her.
And then that's when the family started from the UK.
Yes.
Love it. So have you ever been to Darjeeling?
Twice when I was young, so I need to go back.
Have you been to Bolton?
Yes.
Okay. I have. Nice, nice. Bolton is like up north, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that where Amir Khan cake comes from?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What were you just about to say?
I was saying it's a long drive up there, but...
Oh, okay.
Not as far as Darjeeling.
That's true. I mean, a run around Darjeeling or a place with a landscape like Darjeeling would be exciting. I guess that's kind of like trail running as well, because it's like...
Yeah, definitely.
Hills and so on. So when it comes to trail running, you do that as well. I think I've seen you run with some teams here. Where are some good locations to run in the UK?
I love going to Scotland, Lake District, Peak District, Cornwall, places like that. I did a 50K in the Peak District. That's really nice.
So when you're running 50K, how do you, like, do you have an idea of the route that you're taking and so on? Or are you kind of just like winging it? Like, you have a loose idea about like where you're running, but then are you just kind of winging it?
That's a planned event.
Oh, so, a planned event. Okay.
Yeah, there's a route to follow. Okay. Yeah. But I mean, sometimes you can still get lost because, you know, it's, I wouldn't say mountains, but it's like up in the hills. So, there'll be like someone that's like miles ahead and miles behind, and sometimes you can't see anyone. So you can get lost. There was one we did in Lake District recently, and lots of people got lost, and they were out there for like, they were signed up for a half marathon, and they were out there until it was about 9 hours.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Because,
that's scary.
Yeah. The route planning was a bit off.
Okay.
But yeah, everyone was cool at the end. But yeah, that was quite an adventure.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So closer to where we are, like where we're filming from London right now. So for people who are in London, if they want a bit of like, you know, escape from the city,
yeah.
And they don't want to run just like around a park somewhere,
mm-hmm.
Where is that spot that you can recommend on the outskirts of London or in the peripheries and stuff?
Running wise, in Surrey Hills is nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say go Surrey Hills. But I mean, if you want to venture out, just go to Scotland.
Yeah.
I love going to Scotland. But yeah, not just for running, like just climbing mountains in Scotland.
Yeah, I guess there's a lot to do in Scotland.
Yeah, just go for a weekend and just
escape.
Isle of Skye.
Isle of Skye, yeah.
I love Isle of Skye.
I think I saw your stories when you went to Isle of Skye, which looked really good.
Yeah.
Obviously, like, a lot of people run because they want to, like, take their minds off things.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to sometimes take your mind off running, what do?
Play football.
Okay. That's a good
drink
thing.
A cup of tea.
Okay. Not coffee, then.
Yeah, coffee in the morning.
Oh, you asked for tea or work. Coffee. Yeah. I completely forgot.
I chose Coke.
Oh, did you? Oh, yeah, because you went to the fridge. I even got, like, a, you know, the last remaining packet of masala tea.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've got it. I had it at home, and I was just like, I swear that's, like, the package is already gone, so I only have the, you know, the actual pack itself. So I was just like, this must be masala tea. I'll get it for you. It's actually just behind. So after this, you can have that tea.
Yeah, I'm a proper uncle now. Like, I need my tea.
I mean, people call you Uncle Rudin, right?
Yeah,
How did that stick?
I don't know. Because people have been calling me Uncle even before I was, like, Uncle age. I don't even know if I'm Uncle age, but...
Yeah, I don't think you're Uncle age, but I think you are an uncle because you have...
Yeah, I'm officially an uncle, right? Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think you're an uncle age, but, like, maybe it's the knowledge and all the kind of wisdom that you have, probably.
Maybe. No, my Insta before, like, years and years ago, was Uncle Rudy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so... But then there's people recently who are calling me Uncle that I don't even know that well. So it's not just close people. It must be a thing. I don't know.
Wow.
But yeah.
That's quite fascinating.
I was at a wedding recently, uh-huh. And then someone I was with was like, Uncle, Uncle. They were calling me Uncle, like, when they were talking to me. And then real uncles, the OG uncles, like, were looking back. And
yeah.
We were like, no, sorry, we're talking about him.
Wait, so whoever this person was who were calling you Uncle...
Yeah.
Was that person either really young or are they kind of like our age-ish?
No, like a friend, like our age.
Oh, really? Oh,
so
okay.
They were calling me uncle just because I'm called uncle, but like a real uncle turned around as...
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How does it feel to be, like, I don't know if you actually sit there and think about this, but, you know, with what you've done and with the creation of Wonderbolt, it has brought so many people together and, you know... Your kind of action has multiplied and it now, you know, helps people to feel things,
mm-hmm.
feel things, be part of community. And I think not many people are able to create or do something like that. You know, do you ever think about it?
Not really, because we've got a lot more to do.
Yeah.
I don't have time to think about it, but yeah, it's great what we've done so far. We've created a great space for people to come and do something positive, and it's good to see people running who you wouldn't normally see running. Just the atmosphere we've created is such a, like, at our events, you just feel this energy, and I can't see that anywhere else, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And not just running, like, people getting involved, even if they're not actually running with us. It's that sort of positive communication we have
mm-hmm.
from this sort of ability to move forward together.
Yeah. It's and good. Talking about that, like, great spirit and vibe and connection, like, I, from what I see on social media, from attending one of your events, maybe just only once, but I know that we will run, I will be part of your, the group, run eventually. But, you know, it's also like a great space for different people of different backgrounds,
yeah.
Languages or cultures to come together, whether you're of a Nepali background, Indian, Tibetan, or even beyond, mm-hmm. and so on. And I see that in the things that you guys have done,
yeah.
in the more city-based events as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, that probably is a testament to the energy that everyone contributes. And also kind of, I guess it touches on some of your heritage as well,
yeah.
And the causes that you support and amplify, which is really good to see. And I think it's running, but it's way more than running as well.
Mm-hmm.
What Rodna Bolster, you know, what you guys do. And on a personal note, this year in October, we had the London Marathon,
yes.
But you did a double London Marathon. In obviously the same day,
yeah.
Which is crazy. Can you tell us a little bit about how your day started? Because it started a lot earlier for you than, you know, the average runners.
So the day before, I had to go and pick up my running bib on the Saturday from Excel. And then I thought, all right, let me be sensible for once and actually try to go and get some sleep. So I went. I'd planned to stay at a friend's house, but then they had a dog and I was allergic to the dog.
Wait, are you allergic to like dogs in general or you found out that you're allergic to that dog?
Like, you know, when you go into a house and it's like, you know that there's a dog there, like all the furs and everything. Uh-huh. I mean, it didn't look that bad, but basically I just started sneezing and coughing and getting asthma. And I was like, I'm sorry, I have to leave. So I was like, all right, let me try to sleep in my car. So I went to my car and I was trying to sleep. And then this is Saturday evening, by the way. And then every time I moved, my car alarm went off.
Oh God.
And then it was just so uncomfortable with my neck, so I couldn't sleep. So I was like, all right, I'm just going to go and start it now. So I went to Buckingham Palace, which is the finish line. So I was going from the finish line to the start line during the night. So I did plan to originally start at 2-3 o'clock maybe.
Yeah.
But I started just after 12, so about 12:30.
Oh, I see, okay.
So then I ran from Buckingham Palace, ran the route backwards to Greenwich, and I got there too early. So nothing was open. I was like, am I just gonna chill here in the dark on my own? It was cold. But then luckily I found this random little coffee, like pop-up coffee place. I was like, well, you guys saved my life. Had a coffee, had some food. And then all the normal runners going the normal route, mm-hmm. like normal people, started turning up. And then I ran the normal route at 11 o'clock.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy. Just to do one marathon, it's a big feat for most people, you know, and they're like, that's a bucket list thing.
Yeah.
But then you did it too. But there was a reason for you doing two in one day as well. Can you share us
why? We raised money for one of our runners who passed away last year, tragically. So there was some of other of our runners who were already raising money through that campaign, but then I thought, because I already had this idea to run it
mm-hmm.
twice, it was just one of my random ideas, and I did want to put it towards a cause, but I hadn't decided yet. And I saw that they had a donation target of like 1400, and they were on about 300 and something. This mm-hmm. was just a few weeks before the marathon, and I was like, if I contribute this, and then if we get some other people to sort of join as a team, we can smash that target. And we did smash it, and I think we've raised just under $2,000 in that short space of time.
That's so incredible. So well done to you and everyone involved with kind of raising and amplifying the campaign.
Yeah. But in terms of actually deciding to run it twice, it's like when I get an idea, I just have to sort of go for it. I have to do it. So I decided to run the big half twice a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that. And then recently I did it again. I ran the big half twice. And then I thought, oh, what should I do? Should I do the marathon twice? I was like, yeah, let's do it. So I just did it. I didn't really think too much about how. I just said, yeah, I'm going to do it. And I just turn up there and do it.
I love that. I feel like, you know, if everyone had 5% of that, let's just do it kind of in them, we'd get a lot more done. But I'm so, yeah. I'm also worried for you regarding what other ideas that you might get. And you're just like, oh yeah, let's just do it.
I have to do it 3 times next in April.
Oh my God, have you already, is that a plan?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Because it popped into my head, so I have to do it now.
Oh Lord. Are you going to stop there?
Let's see. Probably not.
Okay. It's exciting. Worrying.
You can come and cheer for me.
Okay.
And take me to hospital.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm sure there'll be a team of Rondebolt Nation.
Mm-hmm.
There to support you. So when you do something, as you know, for some people this might be like, well, for some people I'm sure they'd be like, why would somebody run for such a long time, etc., right? But I just wanted to know, like, from your loved ones, what do they think of, or how do they feel when, you know, you tell them of some of these like challenges that you want to achieve?
I mean, they say be careful. My mum, she thinks anything's crazy. I'll go for a 5K and she'll be like, oh my God.
Wait, so has she never run with you?
Actually, she did. She ran the Westminster Mile and there was a Vitality.
Uh-huh.
On the Vitality 10K, there was a mile event as well. So
She
did that. So she's got her medals as well.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's great.
And I got the whole family to do that, so I'm trying to get everyone in my family to run. I've got one sister left too.
Oh, okay. I love that. That sister has like, she's very resilient.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not running with you.
She's the stubborn one. But we'll get her.
You can make the entire UK run, but your sister's still left behind.
I mean,
behind.
I could have made her run by now, but that's just not my style. I don't like to force someone. Yeah. Same like you. We've spoken how many times, we've known each other for years, and I've never forced you into a run. No, but I know you'll be there one day, so yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah. No, it's because our dates, like, to match the date up is a bit, like, difficult.
Busy
just
people.
Because you're busy too, and, yeah, I'm busy too. One of the things is, like, we were going to have, it's been a long time since I've said to Rudin, you need to come on the show, we need to have a chat and stuff.
Yeah.
But there were so many things going on. You did was it the Westminster thing this year as well?
There was the Vitality 10K.
The Vitality 10K.
Yeah.
I think there was this other thing that you were doing earlier part of the year. And you were like, oh shit, I've got this. But maybe after that, then we can talk about it. And I've completely forgotten because, you know, there's too many things that have happened.
Yeah.
And then the last time that we were nearly close to sitting down, there was another, oh yeah, that was the London Marathon weekend.
Mm.
That was when we had another filming.
Yeah.
And on the 4th of September, I was so close to signing up for the big half.
Oh yeah.
But then
I remember.
On the 3rd, I had another engagement and I knew that was going to impact the 4th. So
next year.
Yeah, we'll run. Or I'll turn up at one of these treasure hunt run events.
17th of December.
17th of December. So if the podcast is released before, then get in touch and I'm sure Rudin and team will love to have you there to run as well, and who knows, I might be there. But yeah, the team are so lovely and are wonderful, because I remember once I did my own solo 10k run during the pandemic time, but Rudin was like, oh, if you need a friend, then I can connect you to someone around where I live.
Mm-hmm.
Or he was like, or I can drop by and run with you. And I'm like, oh no, it's okay, you don't need to come all the way in. But that's how friendly things are, and I feel like, you know, it must be 10 times better in a team when you're part of the group.
Yeah, everyone supports each other. Yeah, and we don't try to change how people are. So, you know, you get a running club where you go there and then you have to become a runner or become fast. But here it's like, you come join us and then you show us who you are and you can just fit in and we celebrate who you already are. So if you want to run and be slow, that's fine. If you want to run and break records, that's fine. If you want to come and not even run and just chill with us, that's fine. So that's the way we do it differently, where it's so welcoming that you're already ready. So it's not a case where you have to be ready and one day you, after training or mentally preparing, you're going to be ready. You can, on the spot, join us tomorrow if you want.
I love that. Yeah. Anyone's welcome. And whatever that you bring to the table, there's space for it as well.
Yes.
Which is great. Because sometimes, a lot of the times, I think for people, there's the worry of like, everyone looks fit. You know, they must be going at a certain pace and speed, right? And I think that is one of the things, whether it's running or just going to the gym or joining a team of something, sometimes it's our own thoughts and ideas that stop us. But equally, having said that, not every group or not every collective is as open and generous and accepting as Rhonda Bolt is as well. So I think that's another thing. Talking to you, it just reminded me of my other friend who is not a runner. And I was just like, when I saw you, when I saw her at the Rhonda Bolt event, I was just like, wow, this is a new thing. And she was just like, I don't know how she ended up there, but she said that it was one of the best things that she did, and she had a really good time. So I think that's the kind of, you know, thing that you guys kind of foster and embody, which is great. The other thing that I kind of wanted to ask was, since we mentioned slightly about December 17, can you share a little more about what's actually happening on the 17th of December?
So we're collaborating with Mug Culture. And we're going to do
it. Said it. Rudin was practicing, by the way, and saying like whether it sounds like I understand what he's saying.
We are going to do our treasure hunt event, 10K route in Aldershot, Farnborough. It's not the best place, yeah, for this type of event because it's just trees and roads. But creatively, I can make it happen. I've done it before. But in London, it's easy because there's so many things to make clues out of. I mean, from a planning point of view, it's still going to be an amazing event. Wherever I do it, like even if it's just an empty field, we can make it fun, but it's just a bit more challenging in that area. But yeah, it'd be good.
So it's a collaboration with Mulkiltu team, and so but this is a running event, and so there won't be any football.
No, it's a running event. But yeah, we're basically trying to highlight what they're doing because they are doing a great job in getting females into football, taking part in all the major tournaments, training every week. Yeah, I've played football with them a few times recently, and yeah, it's a great vibe. There's some sick players as well, better than me.
I love that. I love that. You know, I feel like everything is like, you know, if we all kind of look into, you know, the different things that people are doing and just take that spirit and apply it to whatever that we have going on, it just gets better. And I think with what I see from Mark Culture as well, I definitely see that. There was a question that I wanted to ask, but it's just kind of disappeared, which is really annoying. It's come back. So the other thing is, I think on social media somewhere, I saw that there's not just Rhonda Bolt, there is a Younger Bolt or something.
Oh, yeah. So I've set up the Instagrams for all the other sort of things that we want to do.
Tell us, what are the other things? Did I get it right?
Everything's a secret.
Did I get it right? Was it Younger Bolt?
Younger Bolts, yeah.
And I was just like, oh my God, I love it. So it's like...
Yeah, so that's a younger generation of Rhonda Bolts. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we have had some younger people running with us. So we just, yeah, we're going to maybe do some events for the younger generation and try and get the kids active as well. But yeah, that's not yet established. So that's just something for the future.
Nice.
But I see loads of people following that recently, but it's not really, nothing's going on yet.
No, it's exciting. It's great.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people with parents, young people with parents or, you know, guardians and stuff, they'd be like, oh, we can like literally kind of like, you know, dropping them off to like, I don't know, tennis or football.
Mm-hmm.
Do this. Somebody's going to look after you. You're going to have a good time. And the whole treasure hunt element, it would work wonders for them as well.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as young people, I think for a lot of us, that may have been where, you know, this experience and joy comes from when it comes to treasure hunts. So exciting. Love it.
Yep.
So when you feel like, you know, zoning out and, you know, needing that bit of inspiration, that pick me up, what do you kind of dive into?
When I need inspiration.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be a person. It can just be like, I don't know, something like good cup of tea. Sorry.
You mean like motivation to do something or chilling out?
Let's go with motivation to do something.
I'd say, you know, them YouTube videos of like motivational speakers and stuff. Yeah. A lot of it is quite generic, but
does that work for you?
Helps me. Yeah.
Oh wow.
No, like people like David Goggins and stuff like that.
Uh huh. Okay.
And what else? I used to listen to the Jocko podcast.
Uh huh.
But then I don't really listen to much. I mean, I don't watch TV.
Mm.
I don't watch TV at all. I don't watch any series or anything.
I feel like you're big on quotes. What was that quote that you sent me before you came here? And I was just like,
how do you know I'm big on quotes?
This is too early for a quote.
Really? Is that what you thought?
Yeah, you sent me that quote. And I was just like, why is he sending me this quote? What was that quote? Tell me. Tell us.
Those who say they can and those who say they can't are both normally right. Is that the one?
Yeah, yeah.
So what do you take from that?
They're both normally right. Sorry, I'm not a quote person.
It didn't work. I'm going to have to send you a new one now.
I'm not too sure how I know that you're a quote person. This might go back to like Instagram or something. Maybe I've seen you like something, or maybe I've seen you repost something.
Yeah, I have a few quotes that I don't know, I repeat in my mind all the time.
Love it. Can you share it?
So that one.
Okay.
So like, if you want to do something, it's like, literally, if you say you're going to do it, if you say you can do it, then most likely you're going to do it or you're going to be able to achieve it. Mm-hmm. So if you want to run a marathon, if you say you're going to run a marathon, most likely you will get that done. But if you say you can't, then most likely you won't. It's as simple as that sometimes. It sounds very simple, but the amount of people that say, oh, I can't do that, I could never do that. Of course you're never going to do it because you've said you're never going to do it.
Yeah. But, so say you can.
Yeah, and say you can, and it might not come out perfectly, but you'll definitely get it done. So that's that. Another one. Being realistic is the most commonly traveled road to mediocrity. Do you get that?
I think so.
Okay. So, you know when you're setting goals, targets, you're meant to be realistic with what you're planning to achieve. So I tried to look at it differently. I think that's a Will Smith quote, by the way.
Okay.
So, imagine everyone thought of realistic goals, objectives all the time. The world's never going to evolve because you're always going to be doing things that are, you know, just achievable. But you need to do things that are like ridiculously unachievable. It's just stupid, you know, it's unrealistic. For example, an aeroplane. Whoever originally thought, oh, I'm going to put some metal and plastic and this and that and make some seats and then fly 100 people across thousands of miles. That's unrealistic, right? But it took someone with that mindset to make that happen.
Mm.
So it's the same with, like, for example, doing a double marathon.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's just stupid. Why would you do that? But you do it.
Yeah.
And then I'll have the same mindset when I do it 3 times.
Yeah.
So I want you to set an unrealistic goal now.
Okay. I will do. Yeah. I
want to hear it now.
I'll let you know soon. You know, I got what the quote was, but I just wanted you to speak and elaborate on it. So that's why I was just like, I kind of got it, but yeah.
Did I do well?
Yeah, wonderful. Okay. I think that was good. And what was I going to say? Oh, talking about Will Smith, I have to recommend, even if you're not a reader, maybe like when you're driving somewhere, if you get his audiobook or something, that would be great, because I read his book recently, this year I finished it, and there are some really good things, good nuggets, and the way he embraces and he loves a challenge and he wants to do things 10 times better, greater, to kind of like, you know, set the bar higher.
Sounds interesting.
It's, I think, yeah, for someone who is quite a doer, I think you'd probably like...
yeah, I'll have to listen to that in my car because I'm always driving.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's a bit of a car and journey thing, because if you're not a reader, then you're not a reader. So yeah. All right, before I bring this to an end, is there anything else that you want to say or share?
No say problem. Or share.
Yeah, no problem if you don't want to. Or if we've talked about everything, we've exhausted the topic.
There's nothing specific on my mind. Other than me wanting to hear your unrealistic goal.
I'll invite you back on the podcast for that. And then I'll share my unrealistic goal. But yeah, thank you so much for your time and coming in and talking about Rondebolt. And, you know, what you've been able to do and team with this collective, with this organization. You know, it's incredible. And I've always admired that. And I think, you know, we need more of this, whether it's running or any other thing in this world right now and forever. That's all. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Cheers. And to everyone listening at home, thank you so much for listening to Action with Rudin. Get in touch with Rondebolt. All the links are down below. And if you've enjoyed this listen, then give it a thumbs up wherever you are listening from. Ciao. This was Action with Podcast, presented by A-Star Financial Solutions UK, supported by New Lakshmi Jewelers, Tap Tap Send, Nepal Authentic Dining, Nepali Music Festival UK 2022. Hope you enjoyed the episode.